Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Christy Pearson of Pink Alpaca Farms based in Wellman, who just had a farm yoga session this past Saturday.
What inspired you to purchase this farm? Had you ever lived on a farm, like, growing up?
Yeah, I grew up on a deer farm in Mount Pleasant. So my parents raised white-tailed deer and elk. So I'm pretty familiar with the whole farm, hashtag farm life. And then we actually just rent this place and have the world's coolest landlord that's okay with us having a whole farm set up. And it's really, you know, it's nice. I like the critters. They do good for us and we do good for them.
Do you live here year-round?
Yes.
Yeah. What is it like in the colder winter months, you know, taking care of these animals?
In the wintertime, Ryan does all the chores because I don't want to live here in the cold. So in the summer, we split the chores, and in the winter, I do the housework and he does the chores because I would rather live in a warm state. But it's not so bad. It's, you know, we simplify and we have some automated waters and heated setups, and we bunker down for the winter and insulate all the hutches and make everything a little warmer for the critters.
So when did you start doing these farm yoga days?
I think our first one was like last October, and then this year we started May, and we've done one or two every month till now. And I think we'll probably go through October.
Yep. And what have you enjoyed about hosting, you know, people here at the farm doing yoga?
Oh, it's super fun. I think it's super good for the people and also for the critters. I think the animals get socialized and get to meet a lot of different individuals and get used to big crowds of people coming through. And it's really nice for the people to be able to learn about animals that they wouldn't otherwise know about or be able to interact with. It's a symbiotic relationship all around.
Yeah. Have you gotten a lot of kids out here that have checked out the animals?
Oh, we have all sorts of kids, and that's the best part. And lots of kids think that the alpacas are camels. That's really cute. And they are camelids, so it's a good guess as far as, like, animal species are actually, you know, connected. But, yeah, the kids are the most fun. We have, like, that one I don't know her name or her mother's name actually, but that particular girl's come here like 3 times in a row, and the cat loves her.
Yeah. Seems very...
They're bonded. It's funny, the ongoing relationships between humans and critters that have developed through farm yoga.
Yeah. You and your husband, you both work in Iowa City, correct?
Yeah, I own a store in Iowa City called Kekopare, and we carry all handmade local products. We're on Highland Avenue. There's my plug.
So how do you think word has, you know, spread about the farm yoga? Has it just kind of been all social media? And
it seems pretty organic, like a lot of word of mouth. A lot of people come 1 month and then bring their friends the next month or tell their friends and family about it. And it's spread pretty organically, I think. And we do the Facebook event, so we always have people clicking interested in that.
And do you do a lot of, like, last weekend you had that just kind of farm
day? That was our very first, like, farm visit day. And that was just for the people that we have a lot of people inquire about, like, coming out but not doing yoga. And the yoga was really the only reason we became, like, an event farm. We just had Lindsay was our friend and wanted to do farm yoga, and we have a farm, and so that worked out. But so many people have inquired about coming out and just bringing their family that we decided to just host a day and let everybody come and meet the animals. And we had some things up for adoption, which was good. And that was really successful. We had a lot of people come through, and I feel like they learned a lot, and our animals really got socialized and got to interact with people and got fed a lot of carrots.
Yeah. So which came first? Was it that Lindsay wanted to start yoga, or was it your guys' idea to do this in the first place?
I think we kind of came to the same conclusion around the same time. It was like we were both hearing about the goat yoga and the different yoga scenes that were happening. Like, everybody's doing yoga everywhere right now. With lots of, like, it's a lot of yoga experimentation happening in the world currently. And I think it was like one of us posted on the other's Facebook or something, and then we got in touch with each other and we'd been friends for a long time, so it was really easy to be like, yeah, we should absolutely do this. And we got it all set up, made a Facebook page for the farm, and it's been nice.
How does it feel, do you think, or compare doing this kind of yoga and this experience
outdoors
to the typical inside?
I think I definitely prefer my outdoor nature yoga. I think it's really nice to be grounded on the actual ground and to have sounds and sights and smells around you and to be connecting to the natural world while you're doing your practice. It just makes more sense to me.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Christy Pearson of Pink Alpaca Farms. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.